When you stay with the breath, you're giving the mind an anchor. Or in the image of the cannon, you're giving it a post. Ordinarily, our senses are like wild animals, running here, running there. And as the Buddha said, if you took six wild animals, you tied them with leashes, and then you tied the leashes to one another. But you didn't tie it to a post, and the animals would pull and pull and pull. Whichever of the animals was strongest would pull all the others in where it wanted to go. The example he gives that there's an alligator and a monkey, a snake, a bird, a dog, and a hyena. And of those, the alligator would probably be the strongest. It would pull all the others down into the river, and they'd all drown. What you need is a post. You tie the leashes to the post, and then pull and pull and pull as they might like. They're not going to go anywhere, and they end up lying down right next to the post. In the same way, as you're trying to exercise restraint over your senses. And it is important that you exercise restraint, because so many of the problems that come into the mind come from the way we deal with our senses. It's not necessarily the fact that the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations are the problem, but what we do with them. Whether we delight in them or whether we hate them. That can create all kinds of problems in the mind. And then when you sit down to meditate, you've got to clean it all out. And sometimes there's not enough time to clean it all out because you've allowed so many things in. And you've also made the mind more and more inclined to go in that direction, in the direction of the senses. And we were trying to pull back from the senses. So it's good to go through the day with your mind on a leash, so it doesn't pull you in wrong directions. You stay right here with the breath coming in, going out. Think of the Buddha's image of the man with a bowl of oil in his head. He's walking between, on the one hand, a beauty queen who is singing and dancing, and on the other hand, a crowd that's really excited about the beauty queen. The bowl in his head is filled with oil to the brim. Behind him is a man with a raised sword. He has to walk between the two, the beauty queen and the audience. And if he spills as much of a drop of oil, the man behind him is going to cut off his head. That's another image you can keep in mind. Of course, the beauty queen stands for interesting things outside, and the audience stands for your reactions inside. And you have to learn how not to get distracted by either side. And this way you keep the mind safe, keep the mind cleaned out. You don't let it get, you don't have it develop bad habits. Then as you go through the day like this, and when time comes to sit down and meditate, everything is right here. Your awareness is right here. Your mindfulness is right here. All the good things you need for the meditation are right here. And there's a minimum amount of cleaning up that you have to do. So when you look at something, ask yourself, why am I looking? When you listen, why am I listening? If you're looking for the sake of greed, aversion, and delusion, or in John Lee's terms, if the greed, aversion, and delusion are actually doing the looking, you're strengthening the enemies of your concentration in your own mind. So have a sense of restraint. It's not that you don't look at all, but just ask yourself, who's doing the looking? If you look wisely, you can see Dharma in everything. Because it's all there, being displayed all the time. And when the mind connects up with the Dharma out there and the Dharma inside, then that gets a lot stronger, a lot better. It becomes what the Buddha calls an indriya, a faculty, which means something in charge of the mind.